Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a touch of love. Yes, a touch of love. And I'll continue to read from Luke chapter 17. Looking from the 17th verse. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices, and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Oh, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and he came and fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. But he was a Samaritan. Oh, beloved, what a touch of love. A touch of love. I love this story. Jesus entered. Remember that our Lord was on his way to Jerusalem. And as he was on his way to Jerusalem, he met 10 lepers. I don't know if they probably, they were heading from Jerusalem to the cave of leprosy. They just found out probably that they were leprous. Because in those days, if ever there is a spot and you discover that sore is suddenly bursting out and there it is not getting cleansed nor healed, you had to go to the high priest, show yourself, and he would look at you, observe you, and he would declare you unclean and unfit and unworthy to live amongst your loved ones. Oh, what a rejection, what a situation it must have been for these 10 men. Their hearts were broken. They had to turn their backs on Jerusalem. I've been to Jerusalem so many times. It's a place. It's a remarkable place. There is an awesome presence of Almighty God in Jerusalem. Oh, I wished if I could just live there and if I could just be buried there. But the bottom line is that it doesn't matter where you live and where you're buried, as long as you have Jesus in your heart and in your life, and God's Spirit is living deep down in your soul, heaven is going to be your home. One day there is going to be a resurrection. And the Bible declares that those who believed on Christ and lived for Him, and their ways had pleased God, and they had obediently followed Him, that they will rise, and those who were dead will rise from the dead first. The grave will be opened up. And the Bible declares we shall all meet the Lord in the air, and there we shall be with Him forever. Hallelujah. Now back to the story that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Oh, in Hebrew you say Ushalaim. They were on their way to Ushalaim, and they were there, and as they were walking away, their backs were facing Jerusalem, as Jesus' face was towards that holy city, the city of light, where nations would oftentimes gather. Oh, it was a joy. It's always a joy to take church groups and many people over the years. It's a joy to go there and sit down and reflect on all the remarkable things that took place in that holy city. And the Bible also says that blessed are those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I do urge anyone who is listening to my voice today, Jerusalem, Jerusalem has a special place in the heart of God. And I hope and pray that according to the word of God, that everyone will pray for the safety and security of Jerusalem, Ushalim. Oh, and Jesus was heading towards that holy city. And these lepers, when they saw him, they immediately recognized him. And these lepers, when they stood afar off, they began to lift their voices. Oh, there was brokenness. You know, at times when you get into the presence of God, you would just lift your hands or your heart, and you would cry out, and you would lift your voices. Oh, at times when I come into the presence of God, oh, what a joy it is to lift my voice and my heart and cry out to him and let him know all about my brokenness. I can weep before him in his holy presence. When I am broken, when I am lonely, when I am sad, there is a place of comfort for me, and that is the presence of God. Oh, you and I can find a place of comfort, a place where we can feel established and belonged, a place where we can be strengthened. That is the presence of God. Now, they were not only before the presence of a man, they were standing before the very presence of the one who made the heavens and the earth, the master of creation, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one who became flesh, who lived amongst us. He was born in a manger, grew up in Nazareth, preached the gospel, showed love, compassion, and mercy. Today I want you to know that there's so many people who are busy condemning other people. They may have a right in doing so, but it is wrong in God's sight. God is not willing that anyone should go about condemning anyone, but that all should come into a knowledge of his love. God loves everyone. It doesn't matter what religion, it doesn't matter what affiliation or denomination or color or creed or ethnicity you belong to or ethnic group. It doesn't matter who you are. Oh, if you can only call on him, there is love and forgiveness. When they saw him, they lifted up their voices and they called him Jesus. Oh, that name means Savior. And they said, Master, have mercy on us. Why would they cry out for mercy? Because they were now leaving their families. They were now leaving their home to head into the Judean desert to find a cave to live in, because they no longer have anyone who cared for them. They no longer have a family to go back to. They no longer have a job nor a home. No more shoulders to put around, no more arms around them, no more compassionate words. And they cry out, have mercy. As much as the priest and the rabbis may want them to stay, but they had to leave because they were deemed unclean. They were lepers. They were contaminated. Oh, in the world today, you might be an outcast. You might be a victim of AIDS, or you might be cancerous, and you might be somebody with some incurable disease, but you feel so condemned, so wretched. Oh, I'm not here to judge you. God is not here to judge your heart. It doesn't matter how you receive or how you came into contact with your disease any longer. God's love is real. He loves you. And I want you to know that. He cares about you. And if you could only open your heart today, and you're hearing this message, just call upon God. He is near to the brokenness of hearts. He cares about you. He wants to come in and to fellowship with you. He will comfort you. Maybe you are there on your bed, and the doctors have given you up. There is no hope for you physically. Emotionally, you are facing a lot of depressions and a lot of obstacles, a lot of rejections, a lot of hurts. Oh, God loves you. He cares about you. God is not willing that you perish in your hate or in your bitterness or in your situation. He wants to change that around. He wants the light of His love to come right in and make a difference. He wants the darkness to go away. Medicine can only go thus far, but the love of God goes beyond that. When these 10 lepers saw Jesus, they threw themselves down at His feet. And when He saw them, He said unto them, "Now go show yourself unto the priest." Jesus spoke to them, "Turn back and go to the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they hurried back to the city. They ran all the way, breathless. Oh, they came through the gates. And can you imagine, some people looked at them without realizing that Jesus had touched them with His words of comfort and healing. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. A touch of love. He turned back, and with a loud voice, he began to glorify God. You must thank God that you are alive today. People might be condemning you. They want to expose you before the whole world because you are now facing death's row. You are going through. You are plagued with a disease. And you are no longer having anyone to comfort you. God is not man that He would do that. He loves you. He embraces you. He cares and longs for your fellowship. You still have your heart to give Him. You can turn your life over to Him. Maybe you've been through a horrible divorce. Maybe you've lost a child. Maybe you have lost a job. You've lost everything. You've lost your family. You've lost a lot of things. But there is an integrity that God can give you if you open your heart to Him today. And one of them, when he saw, he ran, glorified God. Verse 16 says, "And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving Him thanks." And he was a Samaritan. Oh, the Pharisees, they never quite loved the Samaritans as much. And the scribes as much loved the Samaritan. Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only one of them, who was a Samaritan, returned to thank Jesus for what he had done. Jesus then did a second thing for him. He forgave his sins. The other 9 lepers were healed, but were not saved. Thankfulness should be in the Christian's heart. Forgiveness should be in the Christian's heart. Why do you go to church on a Saturday or a Sunday? Do you go there to worship God and thank Him for all He has done for you? Part of your worship is to thank Him. Beloved, this man thanked God. And Jesus said, weren't they 10? But he said, "Oh, I have come. I have come because I want to thank you." God bless you today. That's all the time we have. And I want you to know, it doesn't matter all that you had ever done in the past. Man may never forgive you and look at you in the same light, but God will look at you through the heart of love. He can touch you, restore you, and heal you. God bless you until we join with you again next time for another message from the Word of God. We are faced with a lot of things in our lives, but we can trust Jesus. Do write to us, call us, or send us. You can support us in whatever way you can to keep the message on the air.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.